The Minority Caucus in Parliament says the supplementary estimate of 865 million cedis being sought by government will further worsen the woes of the country. It says what the country needs is pragmatic leadership to control public expenditure. Speaking to the media after the reading of the mid-year budget, a member of the group and ranking member on the Finance Committee, Dr. Anthony Akotua-Osei, said it is easy days yet to make concrete projections based on the rebound of the city. He said the challenges of the country remain unchanged.
The government is anticipating that because of the depreciation that happened earlier, donor inflows in city terms will be higher. So they expect to have more revenues from abroad. But that's in the first half. If the city appreciation were to go forward, the reverse would be true. Donor revenues will not necessarily bring much more revenue. So foreign capital finance expenditure will fall again. And simple investment, domestic, is going down, Foreign domestic will go down, so growth will be jeopardized. As to foreign exchange inflows, yes, I've already talked about the fact that the $700 million was available. At the end of August or December, there's a requirement for the government to build up the reserves. Now, whether or not the government can build up to that amount, we are yet to see. So, just to summarize, I think that it is too early for anybody to jubilate. From where we sit, the challenges we have are still there. I haven't even talked about the Dumso issue. In fact, I can confirm that in my house, this past 3 days, I got 48 hours off. Now, if FPSO issue is still going to be there, then that problem has not been solved. So that issue is still there. We cannot wish it away. If that continues and we don't get the gas, then the output from Takoradi and Tema are likely to go down. We are talking about emergency power projects that Parliament has passed. That requires financing. So now I haven't seen any budget that has dealt with that issue.